Tá ra sé éis sinú ag Patrick Byce a gar a ceart agus tá go dhéanú pí ar bhí mu caiinte a chop a bhí a gghe a haisi a hégus a héanana gobííon blianta go leras a gobí go fáil sa chopa a scarpaí Tá gurthart a rá sé ríis ar a haisi tú Patrick you started you then started to buy the radios first was that it like
that's right yes the first radio that I sold I got it from Brian McGinley over in the Doe Cooperative in Chrysler.
Right.
And I bought it from him and I sold it, and then I decided that I would go into business myself in radios, you know. So I bought radios from the Marconi company in Dublin, HMV. And first of all I bought a half a dozen, and then I bought a dozen. And then finally, I got an extra 5% when I bought four dozen.
Thank God.
So one evening, the Swally lorry arrived, and Henry Cullen started taking in radios onto the street. And my father was there, and Carton and himself and Hughie Carr, his helper, they're both taking in the radios. And my father was watching. And he says, Patrick, he says, God save us and bless us, he says, you'll never sell all those radios. And they kept carrying on the radios. There was 48 radios on the street. And my father wasn't too happy at all.
But you took the gamble, Patrick, fair play to you, you know.
He says, you'll never sell those all. So that evening I put four radios into the car and away to fan it.
Four?
Four radios, you know.
Right.
And sold those four radios that night.
No problem, do you?
And every evening after that, I had to get on the road to Fannett because I got a month to pay for the radios. And I had to get the money in before my father would have to pay for the radios.
So you went off every evening across?
Across to Fannett, and I sold six dozen radios in Fannett that winter. That was when the ESB came into Fannett, yeah. You know.
What year would that have been roughly?
That would be around the late 50s.
Yeah.
Late 50s it would be.
What kind of price would they have been?
Well, the cost me 12 guineas. And they were sold at 16 guineas. But I got an extra 5% when I took quantity,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But so word went out in Fannett and everybody, you know, I have a radio.
Oh, yeah. It went from house to house, just people would tell you, oh, those people there have no radio, they have an old battery one, you know. And I would have to buy the old radio, you know, and then I would have to sell it.
Oh.
But I would do it up, kind of, you know,
right. Clean
it up. And
so that was the deal?
Yes,
you bought their old radio.
But then you had to sell that one then, where there was no ESB.
Right.
You see.
Ah, yeah.
But, and then I went into televisions after that, and sold a lot of televisions in Fannett, Remelton, Rathmullen, Dunfanaghy, Chrysler, and round home here. And then the problem...
Would that have been gone into the early 60s then?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then you had to do some repairs then. There was a lot of trouble. You had to go up in chimneys, you know, and put up lashings around the chimney and put up the aerial. A lot of trouble with the TVs already, you know.
And I suppose at the time you would only get reception of RTs.
Some areas you had a very poor reception, you had to put the aerial very high. Then other places you could put up in the street maybe, you know, kind of.
You'd only get at the time maybe just RTs, one and two. And
that's right, yes. And... BBC too as well, you know, but sold a lot of TVs around the country already.
The black
you know.
And white TVs.
Black and white, 17-inch Bush they were, you know. But they were a very good TV now, you know.
They would last a lot longer than the ones you get nowadays, though.
They would. Some of them were going up to a few years ago there, you know.
Yeah.
Especially the radios now, the Bush, sold Bush radios too as well.
And see the maintenance, did you then have a workshop here?
No. it was mostly changing valves, you know, and maybe switches and stuff like that, but I did that all myself. But any major repairs, I would get Joe Deehan, God rest him, he's dead now, Joe Deehan and Letterkenny, he did all my repairs, any that I couldn't do myself. So maybe I'd go up to him and maybe live in 3 or 4 TVs at a time, and he'd repair them for me and call back in a week. He was very good at the radios and TVs, Joe. But he died a few years ago there.
Right.